Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome to this episode of Beauty Revival. And today I'll be talking about how my red light therapy mask sparked the most miraculous week yet. So, starting off, hopefully this will be inspirational to you because it was so powerful and mind-blowing. I've been doing my red light therapy mask for 15 minutes most mornings. I've been pretty methodical about doing it and thought I might as well be multitasking and use the time to do like little meditations to start my day. And I usually just go on YouTube and look for different things. And the one that I chose at the beginning of the week was titled, "This Week, God Will Turn Your Battle into Victory." It was a daily devotional. So you can find it on YouTube if you just Google that. But it was so interesting because it just talked about all kinds of stuff, super positive about the week ahead. And one of the things that it specifically said was unexpected opportunities will come up. And I just know how important it is to have the right mindset, and especially when you're having challenges, because I've had some business challenges with my production, and I won't go into details, but it is a practice to just stay in a positive mindset and be like, okay, God, you've got this. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. And everything always works out. So it's like a constant training of your mind. So it really helps when you set your intention. And I just had the best week in a really long time. Like, so many things just seem to work out and shift for me. The first thing that happened, which was interesting, is one of my clients is a business teacher, and she asked me to come to their college and talk at their business class, like to be the guest speaker. And I was talking to her, she was ordering products, and she was like, "Hey, would you be interested in doing this?" And I was like, "Oh my God, that sounds like so much fun. When were you thinking?" And she said, "Well, could you come tonight?" And I was like, "Well, actually, yes, I can come." So I switched around my workout plan, and I was super excited for a couple reasons. One of them, and I did share this story with the students, was because I had went to U of I in Champaign after high school, and my mom had applied for me there because my brother went there, and I was more creative. I didn't know what I wanted to do or if I even wanted to go to college. It just, there was no career path in front of me. And so she applied for me to go to U of I, and I went my freshman year and I just hated it. It was so stifling and freezing cold. I would take the whole class just to thaw out. And I just did not relate to anything. And after my freshman year, I ended up moving out to Arizona. And I did talk about this on an earlier episode. I actually got hired at a really upscale salon at the Biltmore Fashion Park for a receptionist. And that's how my whole beauty career started. I worked my way up to managing both of their locations and went on to open up spas and salons. But during that first year of working as a receptionist, I enrolled at Phoenix College, which is a community college. And I just I just signed up for courses that I was interested in. And one of them was owning and operating a small business. And I just loved it. And I brought my boss to be a guest speaker. And I looked up to her so much. She was so beautiful. And I was so inspired by her. And I remember just being so proud that I had her there speaking. So when I got asked to speak at the business school for, it was Scottsdale Community College, I was like, this is just such a full circle moment. And just the fact that it was spontaneous made it even more fun. So they just wanted me to talk about my entrepreneurial background and creating my products and obviously like HSN, QVC, all of those things. So anyways, it also brought back this memory, which I started out my little talk with the students telling them this story that when I had my spas, I was a few years into owning them and I got a letter in the mail and I was always so busy multitasking 17 things at all times. And I opened up this letter and it was from a little girl and I think she was like in fourth or fifth grade. And she sent me this cute note just saying how much she loved my spa. And she was really complimentary of me and wanted to know about how many different lip gloss colors I had and which one was the biggest seller. And I thought it was so adorable. And I was like, okay, I better just answer this right now or I'll never do it. So I just stopped everything and I wrote her back and answered all of her questions. And then I put some lip glosses in with my response and mailed it back to her. So it was like a month later, her teacher called me and said that they had an assignment for their class that everyone had to reach out to a business owner and ask them questions. And that out of the whole class, I was the only person that responded. And he wanted me to come and like judge a contest at their school. And so for the classroom. And I was just, it made me feel so good. And of course, I went and did it. And it was so much fun. So I shared that story with the students just to plant that seed, you know, that people just do not go out of their way. And when you do, you're like so appreciated. It made me feel so good. I was so glad that I did it. So telling them the story of that and then the story of my own climbing the ladder of the beauty industry. It was really fun. And then they asked me to be a shark for their school project, which all of the students are creating. They're split into groups and they're all creating their own businesses. And it was so much fun because at the end of telling my story, and I tried to get in, you know, tips that will help them with their businesses and things that I think are important, like service. I have another podcast I've already done on that and told them just some stories that had my jaw on the ground. The way I've been treated recently, because it just doesn't seem to be taught in the younger generations. But anyways, it was so cool hearing all of their ideas. So they all lightly told me what their business ideas were. And a lot of them were AI and just very innovative. I was like, wow, this generation coming up is going to be trailblazing with their ideas. So anyways, it was just unexpected. It was fun. It felt so good just to give back and like have this full circle moment. And I attribute it to my red light therapy mask. I'm sorry, I do. So one other thing, I just want to tell you guys, my red light therapy mask, not to turn this into a sales pitch, but is incredible. It totally stimulates collagen. It helps with fine lines. It's just one of those things that you can do at home naturally that does prevent more, you know, severe aging. If you go online and just Google red light therapy masks before and afters and look at the photos of the before and afters. And it's not going to get rid of very deep lines, but I'm already seeing a difference after, you know, several weeks of it. They say it takes about 8 to 9 weeks to really see a difference. But in terms of preventative too, and just plumping up your skin, I have been doing it in different venues and places for years, and I swear by it. And there's huge ranges in the prices of the masks. Mine is $399. I know like some of the brands are $1,700, and you don't need to spend that. But mine is a gel and it's super comfortable. It has a Velcro thing. You just have a little remote, you hit it on and you do, it's like 12 to 15 minutes in the morning. And like I said, it's so great to combine it with setting your intentions for your day or the week, whether you're praying or listening to a meditation video or whatever. So moving on to my next miraculous thing that happened, I'm calling this like one of the most miraculous weeks I've ever had. So I have been doing makeup for Trends Magazine, for their magazine covers, for like 8 years. And there's these two women that founded Child Help Charity. Sarah and Yvonne are their names, and I have been doing their makeup for 8 years for the cover of this edition. That's usually, it was last week, this time of year. And they're so adorable. And I didn't know really anything about them other than they founded Child Help, which is a huge organization that to date has saved like 14 million children. I highly recommend going to their website and just watching the video on their homepage. But anyways, they're always so sweet and nice to me. And I had to do a few other people's makeup too, because it was like a group photo too with some of the other donors and people involved with the charity. And Sarah is, they're both so sweet, but Sarah specifically always is personable with me and asking me about my daughter and how she is and asking to see photos of her and then asking me about me and what else I'm doing. And so I told her about Beauty Revival. I said, I have a new podcast, Beauty Revival, and a new book coming out, and told her that it has like a big component, like a Jesus component, my divine mission, the divine ambush, I call it in the book. And I forgot the most important thing setting this up. Okay, my photo shoot was at the Phoenician, and which is a huge resort here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Paradise Valley. And as I was turning into the resort, my Jesus truck was there. And I've talked before about my Jesus truck. It's the Shamrock food truck. And if you haven't heard me talk about it before, I just made it my sign, and trust me, like the universe like picks up on it, and God picks up on it, Jesus picks up on it, and then comes through showing it to me. And I've told so many stories where it shows up, and I forget why I chose it, but I didn't even know until like a year afterwards. I was on a church prayer group thing that I do. It was like Wednesday nights, and we would get on the phone and do this virtual prayer group. And I had told something about my Jesus truck and the story of the Shamrock. And this older lady from Ireland that was on the call said, she said, the Shamrock is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's the Trinity sign. And I was like, oh my God, I never even put that together. And so, yeah, anyways, it was pretty miraculous. So as I was turning into the Phoenician, the Jesus truck was there. And I thought, that's interesting. It usually means there's going to be some kind of encounter, like that he's watching over. It was just, I knew it was something specific. So when Sarah was asking me what I was doing, and I mentioned the Beauty Revival podcast and the book, she said something about, oh, you need to hear about the little chapel. And I didn't even fully hear what she said. And then like she got called away to go do a photo. And I thought, that's interesting. I wonder what she's talking about. And so after everything wrapped, you know, they're all returning all the jewelry that they were wearing in the shoot. And I didn't want to like go chasing after her. So I basically left. And then I kept thinking about it, like, I wonder what she was talking about. So I thought, I'm just going to go on their website and see what I can find. So I went on the Child Help website and I watched the intro video, and it's so mind-blowing. And I did know that Sarah and Yvonne were actresses back in the day in Hollywood, and this video told their whole story way more fully. They were on that show, it's Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, and in a movie with Elvis. And anyways, they were pretty famous in their day, and they are still. And basically, they went on this tour for the troops, this world tour to like entertain the troops. And while they were in Tokyo, they encountered these children that were on the streets and homeless, basically. And I guess from the Vietnam War, I forget what they called them, but they were half Japanese and half American. So they were all like discarded children. And they took them back to their hotel room that night and were like, we have to help these kids. And I guess they were living in a hut. So they got money together to help support them in this hut. And then I guess another 100 children showed up because word got out that somebody was helping. So they went back to Hollywood and started to get their famous friends like Bob Hope and I guess Cheryl Ladd in the more like recent years. There's a lot of celebrities that got really involved. And so they went on to open up like 4 full-on orphanages. And then over the years, they have to date rescued like 14 million children. So it's a huge, huge, huge corporation. And their story is just mind-blowing. So, but the biggest miracle of all of this is she has a book. And okay, so getting back to when she had mentioned the little chapel, I still didn't know what that meant. And in the back of my mind, it was just kind of nagging at me. So then I got an email from her daughter, and this was all this week. And her daughter said that her mom, Sarah, had asked her to reach out and give me the information for this service on Sunday at the little chapel where she is basically a minister speaking. And it's on their estate in Paradise Valley. They have a chapel right on the property. And I guess it's limited to like 200 people, and you have to RSVP to come. And it's only once a month during season, which means no summertime in Arizona. So she said, just let me know if you want to come. And then also there's a lunch after if you want to stay for the lunch. And I was like, oh my gosh, I totally want to come. And yes, I want to stay for the lunch. And then she had mentioned her book on Amazon, and I'm holding it right now. Her book is called Healed, Your Miracle Awaits. And so I was like, this is crazy. So, oh my gosh, yeah. And then just a few other things. She's gotten like medals from Queen Elizabeth, and Nancy and Ronald Reagan were really involved in her whole Child Help thing. I mean, she was even nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Like, it's mind-blowing. But anyways, that's just the Child Help piece. The Little Chapel piece in the Healed, Your Miracle Awaits is completely separate. And just, I am speechless. Anyways, so I ordered the book and I've read the book, and basically it tells her story of how they started out saving the children. But it also shares the story of how when she was in her 30s, she got diagnosed with like stage 4 cancer, and she had 2 children at the time and like 2 months to live. And so she was obviously devastated. She lived in LA, and I hope I might not have every detail perfectly, but the gist is she like saw on TV that Catherine Coleman was going to be at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. And if you don't know who Catherine Coleman is, you guys should Google her. She died in the 70s, but she was like the biggest healer ever known to mankind, and basically using the Holy Spirit. So she would like go into hospitals and clear them out, healing people. And she was on TV all the time and would travel around, and people just still talk about her as like being the holy grail of, you know, miracles. So when Sarah saw her on this commercial, TV, whatever it was, promo, she was like, I have to find a way to go to that. And so by some miracle, she got two tickets, because someone was going to have to take her to like this special section of the auditorium, which was for people with severe illnesses, more like handicap seating and stuff. And her doctors had told her she shouldn't even get out of the hospital bed. She was all stitched up from surgeries, and they're like, no, you can't go. And she just overrode everybody and said, I'm going to this. And she said she was like basically bleeding as she's walking through the parking lot trying to get to the front door. Well, turns out she was late, and they had said, nope, they gave away her seat or whatever it was. They said, you can't come now. And she was devastated. And basically, it was life or death in her mind. And so she then ran into another friend that was in the parking lot and told her story. And her friend said, well, here, take my ticket, and also gave her extra ticket for whoever she was with. And she was so grateful, but turns out it was like way up in the rafters, the balcony of the auditorium, and she didn't know how she was going to get up the stairs and even get to the seat. So anyway, she finds her way all the way to her seat, and everything started. And she said she literally thought that she was dying right then and there. And she said that she felt this like pink cloud come over, and like she was leaving her body, and she didn't know what was happening. But in retrospect, it really was like the Holy Spirit coming in, which is the way that Catherine Coleman did her healing. So it's not that she was the healer. She was just like the conduit for the Holy Spirit. So basically, right out of the gate, Catherine Coleman called her out and basically described her condition and said that she was being healed. And she felt like she was dying, because at first there was like pain, but she just felt all these calibrations and stuff going through her body. And sure enough, Catherine Coleman kept insisting, you know, pointing out what row she was in, basically zeroed right in on her and had her come down to the stage to talk about what had happened. And so turns out she was 100% healed of the stage 4 cancer. She, you know, basically had to stand up there with Catherine Coleman and talk about it. And then Catherine Coleman said, I want to stay in touch with you. Give me your information, because she wanted to get her medical records and just have it as another testimony of proof. So she ended up becoming very good friends with Catherine Coleman and basically started traveling with her. And I'm not going to have all these details right, but at some point, like, this torch was handed over to her. And she had a priest that was doing these healing type similar convention center like healings, where people would sign up and come, and they all would get in line to get healed by this priest. And he had said to Sarah, you're doing this too. I want you to do your own line and people can come to you. And she was panicking, because she's like, I can't do this. But it was just she had this anointing, and both Catherine Coleman and this priest had told her, you have this gift also and you need to step into it. So she had this man come up in the line who had this huge tumor on his cheek, and his whole family was there, and they were like crying and upset because it was super life-threatening. And so she said she didn't even know how to pray, but she basically just said, Lord, please heal this man. And right then and there, the tumor dissipated. Like, they saw it all like go away on his face. It was super dramatic. And I guess they were all just kind of screaming and stuff with excitement. And then all the people, a bunch of people from the other long line with the priest, came running over to Sarah. So then she just started healing every single person in the line. And so it just grew into this huge thing where the word got out, and she she basically traveled all over the world healing people, and she could do it remotely too with phone calls. And the book is just filled with story after story after story of people that were on their deathbeds, and she would pray for them, and she didn't even need to put her hands on them. She would say, "It's not me that's healing them." She would just call in the Holy Spirit, and it was the Holy Spirit that would do it. She had the special gift, the anointing, that the Holy Spirit would use her to come through her. So anyways, I could not believe it, because I'm so into all of this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, this woman, like, I have been doing her makeup for 7 or 8 years and never knew any of this about her. And then thinking back to how she always would ask about me and about Ellie, like, she just has this heart where she's looking for, like, where did they need help, I'm sure, and just, like, wanting to pray. So anyways, the little chapel, they eventually moved from LA to Paradise Valley, Arizona, like 20 years ago. And they built this little chapel that seats 200 people. And I guess they have like an overflow room also with TVs and whatever. And people fly in from like all over the world to go to her services to get healed. And so there's a whole chapter of the book of stories of people that came and exactly what their experiences were. So that is what I'm going to on Sunday. And so I had emailed back to her daughter and said, I read the book. Maybe I was halfway through at the time. I said, I'm so blown away. Let me know if there's anything else I can do, if you guys need volunteers. And she said that the night before, Saturday night, they do have like a prayer group that goes in and just prays for Sarah and prays for all the people that are coming. Like, they basically pray over every chair before the people come in that need the healing. And so she invited me to do that, which I'm going to do that, which is tonight. It's now Saturday. I can't believe this week. And then tomorrow morning is the actual service. So I am levitating. I'm so excited. And I will totally report back with my next episode to share exactly what I witnessed and experienced. And I'm so excited even about the other upcoming services. They have a Christmas one, and I'm already booked to do her makeup beforehand, which I'm super excited about. And basically, I am just speechless. I'm so excited. So remember, every morning you choose to sit in the light, you're doing more than skincare. You're aligning with the source of miracles. This week reminded me that when we make space for his presence, even under a red light mask, he opens doors we didn't even knock on. Keep showing up, keep glowing, and stay tuned next week to hear how he showed up again at the Child Help service. I promise it's pure beauty revival. So, and just an ending prayer declaration about how my beauty routine became a miracle routine. Lord, thank you for divine surprises. Thank you that you turn our battles into victories and align our paths with purpose. For everyone listening, I declare an unexpected opportunity is coming your way, something you didn't have to chase, only receive. Amen. So that was powerful. You need to receive it and go have an amazing day. And I will be checking back with part two. So thank you so much for tuning in. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.